dreams, visions, revelations, heavenly realities, realms, portals, rainbows, and glory. It's all gonna be in this video. Let's talk about that. Hallelujah. Wow. Everything just went wrong trying to start the video, so this is good, because in my weakness he's strong. And now, wow, it's already starting. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for the glory. Thank you for your peace. Thank you for the angels coming right now to minister to your body, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Holy Shate. I'm just going to go through a whole whack of visions, dreams, revelations, and trances and experiences that have spiritual life in them to open up the realms and your hunger for God, that you will want similar experiences, because from the beginning of the Bible to the end of the Bible, people experienced God. And the ones who were closest to him walked with him, and then poof, there were, you know, Enoch, God just took him and that was it. It was like his hunger for God was just too much. They just had to be together without any veil of separation anymore. It's almost, he just like, well, just step right into eternity. Whoa, Shabbat, there's some shaka there. Hallelujah. Yeah, you've been translated into the kingdom of light too, so that's where you sit. Let's rest in the manifest presence of God in Christ Jesus. Let's rest in Christ. Let's cease from all of our fleshly labors and let the Lord do the works through his body. Hallelujah. Yielding fully to his Holy Spirit. Oh, shatare ke yama. Ora mashike. Okay, here's some keys for you. Let's just get right into it. A lot of this stuff will be repeated. Some of this stuff will be new. When I worship God, I worship in spirit and in truth. So I was in this meeting. I didn't want to be distracted from anybody, because when I want to focus on God, I want to give him my everything, my body, my soul, my spirit, all my heart's desire, all my concentration, all my focus goes to the Lord, and I don't care about people around me. Sorry if you drove me, I don't really care. I came here to meet with God. You know, we can meet with God in our own home, and I do. And we are shaka. But in this particular meeting, I had a very strange experience, because I usually close my eyes and worship the Lord. But this particular meeting, I just opened up my eyes. There was a worshiper, and she was doing this, like, you know, those memes or whatever. I can't remember what they're called. They just kind of do this dancing, like she's trapped in a box. You know where this is going, don't you? She's trapped in this box. It was like a prison cell. And I can't even remember the lyrics of the song, and I usually always have my eyes closed, but I had them open. I was watching her. And then the audible voice of the Lord spoke to me. It was inaudibly, but I don't think anyone else around me could hear it. At least I'm pretty sure, because it just, you know, the power of the presence. And he said to me, so many of my people are in bondage. What are you going to do about it? And I hesitated and I stepped back and I was like, whoa, that's not my job, you know. I'm thinking to myself, that's not my job. Like, God's the breaks people out of prison cells, not me. I'm just like a dude, you know. I'm nobody. The faceless generation. Whatever, all this weird stuff. Anyways, so I'm on my knees, like, I'm just like clenched up. I'm like, oh my gosh. That's not my job. I'm thinking this in my mind, like, that's not my job. And then I looked in the spirit. I think I closed my eyes, I don't know, sure, but I looked in the spirit. I don't know if my eyes were open or closed, I can't remember, but I saw a ring of keys around. I was holding on, I was gripping these keys. So many of my people are in bondage, what are you going to do about it? I saw these keys, and one of the keys were the key of David. It was worship. God put worship in us. You know, when Paul and Silas worshipped in the prison, they shook the prison cells because they were worshipping in spirit and in truth, and it brought the realm of heaven around them and out through them. It just released the prisoners, not just them. Their breakthrough was regional. It was all the prison cells around them. got flung wide open. It's because the glory comes to, you know, the anointing breaks the yoke. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is. And those prison doors opened up because there was freedom in the house. Hallelujah. They worshiped through their pain and suffering. They were probably like chained to these beams or whatever, so it's really uncomfortable. But they sang songs to the Lord. They worshiped. It doesn't matter the outward exact circumstances. It's the inward life that, you know, you can have a prison around you and be more free than someone walking in an open field who's imprisoned inside. You know, who's walking in bondage. Because Jesus said to me, like, so many of my people are in bondage. What are you going to do about it? They go to church buildings every day, but you can see it on their face. They carry demons on their back. They only come to church on Sundays, and the rest of the week they live for themselves. They live in bondage. It is for freedom that who set us free? Christ. So continue in Him, and you'll continue in freedom. You know, you don't just get free once a week. I used to lead worship in this church. I went there for 10 years. And every week I'd see the same people coming to the front for prayer. And it was like, man, it was just like ripping off the old bandages and putting on new bandages. Like, man, can't these people don't they have a worship life? So anyways, one of the keys was worship. You want breakthrough? Breakthrough then. Breakthrough the heavens with breakthrough a calloused heart by giving it to God and just worship and surrender everything to God. Another one was revelation. It was a ring of keys. There was many keys. You know, it was the keys of the kingdom. Whatever in the kingdom can get released through you by faith. So first key was worship. Second key was revelation nuggets. You shall know the truth and the truth will set you free. The truth is a person, but he's also the Word of God. And the principality of peace fills those words. So those words will have peace injected inside of them, which is spirit life of God, which can break the shackles of Satan off of people. So you speak revelation truth, which has the spiritual substance of wisdom and understanding, counsel, might, the Spirit of God. Within those words, your experiences with God are revelation, whatever God's revealed to you. They are stones to kill giants. You know, David killed Goliath with a stone. You know, Jesus is the cornerstone. If you want to kill some giants, Christ in you, the hope of glory, will obliterate everything. Because you'll know the truth. And He is the way, the truth, and the life. That life will obliterate death. That truth will destroy a lie. That way is just the narrow way. You just don't walk in any other way but Yahweh. You know, walk in the way, the truth, and life in Christ Himself. Hallelujah. So I got these keys. I got worship. I got revelation. I got these nuggets. I'm in the Bible day and night just searching for revelation. I want the manna. I'm hungry for the presence of God. I'm hungry for my daily bread. So I'm hungry. You know, whoever thirsts and hungers after righteousness will be filled. After righteousness, you know. Even after you've been made righteous, keep on hungering, keep on thirsting for more and more of God. You know, all things are yours, yeah, but are you experiencing that? Are you experiencing eternal realities now? Like, are you having multiple visions, like just one after another? Are you walking in the glory? Or does it lift? Or do you get distracted from it and then you're just in the natural? There's no glory, there's no anointing, there's nothing. It's just normal. Well, if it's just normal, that's not normal. Normal is in the glory, because all men have sinned and fallen short of the glory. So that means if you remove the sin, if you remove the atmosphere, the overcovering that the enemy tries to throw over you, and you overcome all that, you're walking in the glory. That's normal. It's abnormal to walk in the fallen nature. It's not normal. It's not normal to have like oppression, depression, because if it's on earth as it is in heaven, that's normal. In heaven, there's no oppression. In heaven, there's no depression. In heaven, there's no suffering. There's no torment. So it's going to be normal. I'm giving you the keys. Worship. Worship. God in spirit and in truth. Just ask God for your daily bread. It's not just revelation. Daily bread is the presence of God. You know, the bread of His presence, you know. It's revelation. It's feasting on the... First of all, you eat the bread of His presence. Yeah, you eat the also the Word of God, the revelation that comes through the Word of God. But then it gets... You start growing a little bit. You start getting bigger in the Spirit. And then you start feasting on the Lamb. Then you start drinking His blood. You get meat. You get deep revelation that actually... It's not just there to help you live a good life. It's there so that you lose your life. And start walking in His life. His life walks through you. And you start walking in the deeper things of God. Because you're going... It's going in over your head. You can start in ankle deep. It's good. You picking up the crumbs, you know, that falls from the master's table. You're eating off of other people's sermons on YouTube or whatever. And it gets up to the knees and it's like, whoa, it's a little bit out of my control. I got to kind of push a little bit harder if I want to go in the waters. Then it goes up to the waist and it goes up to the chest. It keeps going and then it goes over your head. And then wherever the river of life takes you, you just flow with that. There's no control. It's absolutely 100% yielding. You know, there's the 30-fold. You could still trudge through the water. You could still do your own thing. There's the 60-fold. It's a little bit deeper, but it's a little bit harder to do your own thing. And then there's the 100-fold where it's just right over your head. And you just go wherever the waters go, wherever the living waters go. And I just felt like making this video to give you some keys of worship God if you want a permanent breakthrough. Share your revelation. If you don't have any revelation, get some revelation. You get it by spending time in the manifest presence of God and remaining there. And we're going to get into more of those in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Another one of the keys was just faith. You get so much revelation. Like sometimes you get like just tons of revelation, but you don't do anything with it. I mean, you get dreams. God will speak to you in they're called night visions in the Bible. You know, Daniel called it. You get dreams. Like, just look at it. God, are you in that? Where's the blueprint of God? Where's the substance and the voice of God in that dream? If God spoke to people in the Bible with dreams, that's one of the ways God speaks. If God's given visions to people in the Bible, that's some of the ways God speaks. You know, if God speaks to us through His Son, which the audible voice, which I was on my knees holding these keys, well, that's just one of the ways God speaks. You know, hallelujah. God will use prophets. God will use the Bible. God will use any means if you'll, but it's always one thing. He who has ears to hear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. Let him hear what the Spirit says. Because His voice is spirit and His voice is life. That's your daily bread. It's the voice of God. Just feeding you and making you grow spiritually. Not naturally. Like, you know, I do P90X. I started it and it helps me. I gained about 4 pounds already just in a week. And I'm like, well, the more I work out, the more I work my body, the more hungrier I get and the more bigger I get. It's the same thing in the spirit. The more you work righteousness or righteousness does its work in you, the more your spirit man will grow. The more you grow in righteousness, the more your spirit man grows so you can, like God just has His way more through you, you know? And the spirit realm becomes your reality. The spirit realm is more real than this realm, like the touch, you know, flesh realm. The temporal realm. Hallelujah. Okay, some more keys. Holy Spirit. Shatare kerema. Yeah. So if you want to break people out of bondage, like, worship. Get a worship life. Everyone in your house is backslidden except for you. Worship God. Nobody wants God. I'm ashamed. Well, Jesus wasn't ashamed to hang naked on a cross for you. Come on, let's just get real with God. Like, just whatever. Opinions of man, opinions of the demons in fallen nature of man trying to shut you down. Stand up for in righteousness. You know, who cares what people think? If their thoughts are filled with darkness, why would you pay attention to that? their thoughts are filled with light of Christ coming through them, well, that's a good, you should maybe pay attention to that. Because the Bible says, set your affections on things above, not things of the earth. The thoughts from above will have life and substance on them. The thoughts of darkness from below, they're not even worthy of our attention. Or else, because we're setting our affections on things below, you know, and we're going to get distracted and tormented and thrown into bondage. Hallelujah. Even though everything around us is just like trying to shut us down, just like, no, you stay up. You stay up, you worship God in the Spirit, and those prison doors will fling wide open. You know, setting the prisoners free. Hallelujah, Shabbat. Thank you for an increase of the glory, Lord. Shama digada. Yeah. Fear is an enemy. You know, the spirit, you know, this, God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. You know, love casts out, perfect love casts out fear. A sound mind is the mind of Christ. It's not the mind of the flesh trying to freak out, knowing, like, what do I do? Hallelujah, man. So let me tell you one of the things God showed me about fear. I had a dream. And in this dream, there was two long tables, and on these tables there was swords, spears, like chains, like, you know, a chain with a big spiked ball on the end, these primitive weapons, Holy Spirit, Shaka, daggers, just all these weapons, shields and bamboo and with the stuff on the end, I can't even, all these primitive weapons, you know, on both sides of me, and I just walked down this long corridor hallway. And, wow, there's like, I looked in my holster and I had a little sword. That's about my level of the Word of God that I knew in the Spirit, you know. I just had this little sword. It was still the sword, but I had a sword, you know. It may not have been big, but a sword that big can cut a head off of a demon. Anyways, so I'm looking at all these weapons. They're scary, they're intimidating. I didn't touch them because the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. God's weapons work, not weapons of the flesh. David didn't throw Saul's spears back at him. So I'm walking down this long corridor, all these tables with all these weapons on them, Shaka. And I came up to this big bamboo pole, and I wanted to test out my sword. So I went, whoa! I just took it out. Like, I took a big chunk of this. It was thick bamboo. I think it was bamboo. I've never seen bamboo this thick, you know, in the natural, but it was in a dream, right? So just cut right through it, and it fell in half, like, just like butter. I'm like, oh yeah, it's good. So I kept walking down this corridor, and I came up to this giant. He was about 14 feet tall. He was kind of ripped, but not huge. He was very intimidating. He had an atmosphere of utter darkness. Like, just fear struck me as soon as I went into his presence. I was like struck with fear. I'm like, die. I'm going to die. He's going to kill me. And so I'm like, I kind of turn over to my side. I look and I see a ladder, and it's going into heaven. And I just run to the ladder because I see a bright light at the top of the ladder. And I'm climbing this ladder, and in the spirit, I recognize the man that's standing at the top of the ladder. And it wasn't Jesus, it was David. David knows how to kill giants. I'll talk to David. I'm climbing up this ladder, and I said, David, as I'm climbing up, I need the same anointing that you had when you walked the earth. And then I climb up to him, and I got like right close to him, and he just put his hand on me, and he laid hands on me, and faith just boom. I just got charged with a power, like supernatural spirit of faith. It's actually the spirit of faith, because the spiritual substance just went into me to confront that spiritual substance of fear. Because it was a spiritual substance. It was not natural. It was not emotional. It was spiritual. So this spiritual substance of faith entered me, and I'm like, let's go kill that giant. And I'm like, I'm flying down this ladder, and I'm ready. Like, I'm, come on, come on. I'm just like, I'm ready to, I see angels in here. I'm just ready to like rip him to pieces. And I got closer to him and boom, fear hit me. And I just like, kind of shrugged it off because that faith was still in me. It was burning inside of me. It was like an atmosphere of just like faith and fear collided. And it was not my faith. It was the faith of God in me. Yeah, you know? So I had a choice to make. I looked past the giant. I could see past the darkness. And I saw there was a door there, and it's like it was destiny. This giant was blocking my destiny, and the only thing stopping me from me walking in my destiny was a spirit of fear. How many of you would step out in faith? So I tucked my sword and I leaped at him and I woke up. That's what's going to happen when you leap through fear, because it's not your fear. The enemy fears Christ in you, the hope of glory. That devil was a spirit of fear. That giant, he had a spirit of fear. He was afraid. I didn't have anything. I just walked in there. I was looking at the weapons. I had faith. I didn't have fear. But I felt his fear. And I had, for a second, I could have stopped and thought that fear was mine. But it wasn't. It was the giant. It was that spirit of fear that God did not give that to me. He had it. Hallelujah, man. So listen, man. Every time you feel a spirit of fear, just know that you're not... You don't have a spirit of fear. You're just discerning the spirit that is afraid. And just step through it in faith. The righteous are bold as a lion. They get their faith from eating the manna every day. They get their faith from the bread of his presence. They get their faith from the daily bread. The revelation word of God being manifest through their very core of their beating. Their beating, their hearts beating. Their very core of their being. Because man doesn't live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Because that's your daily bread. And his words have such a presence and peace on them. Hallelujah. Come on, don't let no giant fear demon stop you from walking in Christ in the hope of glory. Everywhere you go on the entire earth. Speaking of that peace... I just gave this testimony a couple videos ago, but I said a lot of this stuff is old and new. I'm just giving dreams, revelations, and spiritual understanding. Listen, you have many teachers, but there's only one teacher. If you can hear his voice, listen to him. Holy Spirit's your teacher. He will use men. He will use any means possible. And I'm just making this as plain as possible for you to hear and understand and know that, like, God's for you. You've been given the keys. You know, you're already an overcomer if you just step into the one who overcame. The battle is the Lord's. He already overcame all those things. You just step in him and keep walking by faith. And then when the demon comes against you, it's just like you just release the keys that he's given to you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah, you battle, but you already overcame because you're already in him. And he's outside of time. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Shaka. Heaven to heavens can't contain him, and you're out there inside of him somewhere. And you're in this realm as well. You know, just walking it out in faith. Just walking out what was written before the foundation of the earth. In that scroll, you know. All my days are written in your book. Hallelujah. Speaking of the peace, I was sitting down. I used to go to the street church and play guitar and worship God. And I would go there and, you know, God told the pastor to step down. I was supposed to preach, which was scary. But I did it anyway because I felt destiny inside my heart to do it. But before that, I was just going there just to you know, be with the street people. Hug them, you know, I'd cook the hot dogs and hand them a hot dog, just serving, you know, serving humanity, whatever. Hallelujah, just hugging them, praying with them, getting rebuked by them, rebuking them. It's just, you know, like, just hanging out, everyday life. It was cool. A lot of those people are brilliant, man. They're like lawyers who just got the short end of the stick. Some people just chose to live that lifestyle because they had so much drama in their life and they just gave up on life. And some of them are just so brilliant, but they just, I don't know. Like, I could be there. It doesn't matter. So, you know, okay, well, wow. Okay, hold on. I'm getting really ahead of myself. But this one guy, I was preaching one night, and I don't even remember what I preached. Oh, yeah, I preached about 333, how the Lord reveals himself in threes, you know, the old covenant, he's the Father, and the whatever, Sheba. God woke me up three nights, you know, three times last night, the angel of the Lord visited me, and I was explaining these visitations that the Lord gave me the night before, and they're like, what the heck? Usually everyone just tells me to repent because I'm a sinner. And this guy's talking about angels and visitations of the Lord and power of God. And they, like five people got saved. Usually people don't even get saved. They just like go there for the hot dogs. And I just like, who wants Jesus? You know, who wants God? Come to the front. We're going to pray with you and we're going to get you jacked up, man. So some, like five people came forward and we prayed with them. But afterwards, I was down there praying for people, and I saw this one street dude. His name was Don, and he was like a street evangelist, and he lived with him, man. I don't know the whole story, what his story is. The first time I ever met Don, I walked in the conference. I didn't know who he was. I was just drunk in the Holy Spirit. I walked right up to him, and I sat on his lap, and I... I don't know who this guy is, man. I just saw the Spirit all over him, and I was totally drunk in the Holy Ghost myself. I sat on his lap. I don't know if I sat on his lap or sat beside him, but we were laughing so hard. I didn't even ask him for his name. I just walked up to him, and we just laughed and released the glory on each other, and I got up, and I laughed at him. And then I saw him again later on, like on the street churches and stuff like that. And what a way to meet someone, eh? Just like, you see the glory on him and you just know he's your bro. Because you don't know anybody after the flesh. No longer do we know Christ after the flesh. You know, we know him after the Spirit. And I knew this man after the Spirit. I didn't even know his name. I just knew his Spirit. And he was my bro and we had a good old time in the Holy Ghost. Fast forward and he's there. When those five people got saved, he was there. I'm like, hey, yeah, go pray with these guys. Let's lead them to Jesus and let's get them full of the Holy Ghost. You know, and so he's there. And he's like, want me to pray for you? I'm like, sure, yeah. Yeah, man, I can feel the glory here. Like, just because I was the one who was kind of like leading all these other people to Jesus, and there's glory there. If there's more glory, I want to go from glory to glory. You know, I want to get saved and saved more, you know, sozoed out. Completely healed, saved, delivered from everything. I get saved, like, we gotta get saved every day. Healed up. Get our soul healed. Get our spirit, like, our spirit, soul, and body, everything just placed in perfect synchronicity, or whatever that word is, in Christ. So he's there, and he's like, I want you to hold this camel. Yeah, these Christmas ornaments up. I'll do anything because there's so much glory here. And he took this Christmas. It was kind of like, in your natural mind, if you had pride, you would have been like, this is embarrassing. This is humiliating. Let's go pray in the back somewhere. We'll bring the camel in the back room or something, you know. But I'm like, yeah, man, I'll put the camel in my hand. Like, I don't care. And I'm holding this camel, and he starts prophesying on me. Like, you're like John the Baptist, you know, bringing them to the river and stuff. Like, I don't remember the full word, but I'm holding this camel, and he's prophesying over me, and the glory was so strong. It's like, yeah, we got to lead them to living waters. The river of life is freely available for all who are thirsty. Just get them thirsty enough to drink him. You know, give them the testimony of Jesus being the spirit of prophecy, saying, yeah, these living waters are available. If you want to be a giant killer like David, it's available. The rock is Christ, you know. If you want to be free from bondage and shackles of the shame and the devil, worship God and speak revelation. You know, so I'm standing here with a camel in my hand, just totally not even caring what people think. Because I was in the glory. If I wasn't in the glory, I might have felt a little bit of shame. I might have felt a little bit of, oh, they're looking at me. But you know what? There's no shame in the glory. It doesn't exist there. Shame came through the fall. You know, that was what Adam was clothed in the glory, and he was naked. And then when he sinned, he was naked, but he wasn't clothed in the glory, so therefore he felt the shame. There was no shame in the glory. You can hold a camel Christmas ornament and let someone pray over you, a street person. And there's a lot of glory. Hallelujah. So yeah, just sharing your relationship with God. Those are keys, man. And if you don't know how to share, like you don't want to make videos like me. This is just what God told me to do. God told me to make videos and scatter seed. And so, like, I don't do this as a ministry. I just do this as your brother, you know. I just do this because I like to minister to the Lord. And He ministers to me as I make these videos. I feel the peace of God that passes all whatever. I just feel the sauce. And I live because of His presence. His presence is my life. I can't live without the presence of God. I would be, oh. I came from that. I don't want to ever go back to that. You know, the glory before me, the fallen nature behind me. Let's keep walking in the glory. There's so much more life as you just go press in for more and more of God. The death just falls off of you, has no worth. The things of the world that are just death to your spirit have no worth. Hallelujah. But the things that are redeemable, like YouTube, video cameras, that's cool. They're just tools, man. Just tools to share, you know, the pearl of great price. Oh, shakari kedama. Oh, just take a big gulp of Jesus. Just take a big bite of the bread of life. Love your presence, Lord. I thank you so much for these wonderful keys. Thank you for the way. You know, one thing about walking in the wilderness, you can walk in the wilderness, that's cool, man. If the river of life is there, though, like, that's, like, it'd be the greatest experience you ever experienced. You could be surrounded by, like, desert, walking in this desert, but you're just drinking the river of life. Like, in the natural, it looks like sand and dust and death, but in spirit, like, it's green grass, paradise, angels, colors, you know, just sparkles of glory dust filling the air, the throne of God, the presence of God, the glory of God. So, like, it's on the outside, it looks like John the Baptist's camel's hair, but on the inside, it's like the kingdom of God within you, just, whoa, full of glory. Doesn't matter what the outside looks like, you can hold a camel. If there's glory on that, just hang on to the camel, man. Pass the camel around, hallelujah. Things of the spirit are foolishness with man, right? Hallelujah. The carnal mind just doesn't get it. Because you need to experience the spirit to actually have a kind of a foundation to know what you're even building. You know, the Lord builds the house. You know, unless the Lord builds the house, the laborers build in vain, in vanity. You're building something that'll get washed away with just the first gust of water, you know. You're building sandcastles for the waters to test. Hallelujah. So that's pretty good news, huh? People getting saved in the glory of getting just, you know, and another demon-possessed dude, the same meeting. This guy wanted to debate me. Everyone's like, hey, this guy wants to talk to you. And I could see the demon in him. It was so clear. I can see the demon trying to shut everything down. So I'm like, I'm so full of the glory from holding that camel. I'm just going to go, I'm going to go hug this guy and just release the glory on him. So I'm going towards the guy. I want to give him a big hug. He's no. And he ran away. Why? Because when you're full of the light, darkness flees. Come on. He wanted to have a theological debate. Well, here, this is my father's the answer. He's the answer to all the questions that you have. Here, let's just come here, take a big hug of Jesus, man. Hallelujah. He didn't want a hug from Jesus. Well, that's okay. Next time. Hallelujah. Wow, Shaka. So yeah, worship God. Revelation. Wine. Drink the wine of the Holy Ghost. I'm remembering more visions as I talk. It's just, thank you, Lord, for just filling us with the mind of Christ so that we can just follow what the Spirit of God is doing and not what our own hearts or our own minds are doing. You know, delight yourself in the Lord. He'll give you the desires of your heart, and you can just, boom. It's from God, so it's good. He's not going to give you a covetous desire of the flesh so you can please your flesh. Delight yourself in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart. Not grant your fleshly desires. He'll give you the desires of your heart. Hallelujah. Shabba. I had a vision. I was in this meeting, and I used to go to this Filipino fellowship, it was called. I go to 4 services every Sunday, and because, I don't know, I thought God was living in a building. But he was living inside his people, and I like the corporate worship, so I can still have these encounters at home. I do. But this was just a season of my life. I'm just reviewing, remembering the works of the Lord. And I saw this mountain. And on this mountain, there was all these people in light on the top of the mountain. And I was up there, and I was dancing, and I was free, I was frolicking. I was like, dude, the glory is so strong. There's freedom. There's no hindrance. Just on the mountain of the Lord, dancing freely, right on the top in the glory section where it's just pure light. And then I was looking down and I saw all these faces in darkness. And I was like, wow, I stopped. I'm like, God, what about them? How come they're not up here? And I started, like, I just broke. I started just weeping for all these souls in darkness. I'm up here. Now, Jesus left at 99 to go get the one, right? That's humanity. He left the angels, seraphim, cherubim, you know, all the 99, all those realms of glory in heaven just for one, humanity. And I saw humanity in darkness. I'm like, what about them? I just, my heart broke. It wasn't me. It was God's heart breaking for them. It was Christ in me, the hope of glory. It's the hope that they can come into the glory. It's the hope of glory, just getting that glory in them so that they can rise and come to the top of the mountain too. It's that hope of glory. Christ in me just cracked my heart. And I just wept over those souls. And then I was like, oh my God, they're missing out. They're in darkness. Can't they see us up here? Can't they see us, God? And I'm like, and it's just, I gotta go down there and get them. Because they can't. Why can't they see? Because the God of this age has blinded the hearts. Okay, so that's when he sent me to the street church. I didn't go my own will. I might have went a few times just to check it out, but he sent me there. That's when the power was released, because I was on a commission to go and to get them, those who are captive. So many of my people are in darkness. What are you going to do about it? His people aren't Christians. His people are humanity who are in darkness, aren't Buddhists, aren't Christians. Or don't put a label on it. Wherever you see a person, anyone who's in darkness, you belong to God. You got to come out of darkness into the light. Wherever you... Wow, it's heavy, man. Every human, like... I get emotional if I... So I went down. I left those realms. I stopped going to, like, those meetings and stuff like that. And I just started, like, just releasing whatever God put inside of me. I didn't go to church to get fed anymore. I went there to release. It was different. It's just everything flipped over. I was like, I went from eating crumbs from the master's table to sitting at the table with him. Just like, who's hungry? And I just throw them crumbs. Not crumbs, they're chunks of loaves of the bread of his presence. Throwing keys to them. It's like, come up here if you want some. I'll leave a trail. And they did. A lot of people got saved. A lot of people got saved. Even people, I didn't have to preach. I would just say what I see in heaven. It would manifest the kingdom and people would just, boom, power of God would hit. Even sometimes when I don't feel the power, I don't see any visions, I'm not having any experiences. I was just there playing my guitar, looking for the crack in heaven to open the heavens wider. Because I didn't feel anything. I was kind of frustrated this one particular time. And there was no anointing. And I seen this man come running towards me. He was going to hurt me. I could see it. And then he stopped. Boom! Right in front of me, like 2 feet from my face. And then I looked up at him and his eyes went wide. And the manifest presence of God just got from nothing to like, boom, fry you. Power. I don't know how to explain it. You had to be there. Whoa, my voice is coming from up there. It's really weird. Whoa, Shabbat. Hallelujah. And, Hallelujah. Shabbat. Thank you, Lord Jesus. This man just looked at me. And listen. Who's our protector? Who's the armor of God? Is it you? Is it you're trying to put a shield around yourself? Or is it the armor of God actually the armor of having the person of God around you? The Lord is your shield. The Lord encamps round about, the angel of the Lord encamps round about those who fear him. The angel of the Lord, the spirit, an angel is a spirit, the spirit of the Lord, encamps round about those who fear him. Come on. This angel of the Lord, he casts round about those who fear him. It's the good fear, it's the reverence, it's the awe, it's the wonder, it's like, oh, God. You know, hallelujah. We don't worship angels, we worship God. Hallelujah. I'm just the only one, me, Tigger, and Nikki here, we only worship Jesus. Hallelujah. Okay, oh yeah, I forgot I was giving a testimony. you get sort of jacked up. Okay, hallelujah. My voice was coming from up there. It kind of freaked me out a little bit. Okay, I'm back, Lord. Hallelujah. Okay, so... Oh yeah, it's me. There's a scripture that says that when they were shooting fire on Sodom and Gomorrah, it's like the Lord from heaven shot down fire from the Lord on the earth or something like that. I can't remember. Genesis 18 or something. I can't remember right now. I was just me in Christ in the heavenly places, like just hearing it in my soul down here or something like that. I don't know what happened. That was really weird. Anyways, let's go back to this. Get off that weird stuff. If you have any revelation on that, I'd like to know because I have no idea what's happened. It's happened to me a few times, but this man just stops in my face and his eyes go wide and he runs away. He's running away from God, man. You know, it was not me, like God, the presence of God just boom, manifested there. And I yell at him, I said, stop you! Hey you, stop! And he looks at me, and he's like, you have the power, man. I said, no I don't, have the power. He's like, get over here! I was like, that's just the angel of the Lord. I can't remember if I said the angel of the Lord. That's just the Lord. That's the power of God. Now come over here. Proving that he's real to you or something like that. And I said, come over here. And he's like, I said, what do you want? He's like, I want 10 wives. These people, man. I love them. I love them. I love people. Like, one's enough. That's enough to kill you. You don't want 10 wives. I'm not going to pray for 10 wives. You need Jesus. You need to be a wife to Jesus. And I led him to Jesus. We said the sinner's prayer. I told him, like, yeah, you got to give your heart to Jesus, because, you know, that's the power of God that met with you. You have no excuses now. You got to give your life to Jesus. You know he's real. And then we sat down. We ate together. It was glorious. I love the salvation. There's rejoicing in heaven. There's rejoicing in my heart. Because just one of those faces that I saw in darkness came into the light. Just one. It was enough just to, like, all of heaven celebrates. It feels good. And was it any works on my part? No. I didn't feel any anointing. I didn't feel anything until the Lord sovereignly just landed there, because I was in the right place at the right time, because God said, go. He sent me there. And so when God sends you somewhere, he sends you he'll send you equipped with keys. And he'll send you equipped with himself to get the job done. Hallelujah. He was one of many. You know, I just say all these things to tell you, like, if you want, listen, these testimonies of Jesus, it's the spirit of prophecy. You have the power within you to set people free. You have the power within you for you to be free. You have the power to walk in freedom, and freedom more abundantly, life more abundantly, just walking in the Spirit. Go worship God. Go surrender everything to God. Let the gates of your hearts fling wide open. You know, talk about God. Meditate on God. I was talking to God on my bed last night in Chinese. Because there's a lot of glory on that. I don't know, man. Something about, like, I can pray in tongues, I can talk in English, and I can talk to Jesus in Chinese. And he speaks Chinese too, man. Hallelujah. So I'm giving you a couple of testimonies, a couple of keys. Listen, that spirit of fear, it's not you. Step through it in faith. Because your destiny is right past that spirit of fear. Just keep going. Keep pressing through. Keep breaking through. Your breakthrough is Christ in you, the hope of glory. That hope of glory will manifest and bring many others into the glory if you'll step through by faith. Release the releaser. He's the tree of life. Hallelujah. Well, I don't know, I'm gonna run out of time. These videos get cropped at 47 or 48 minutes. So God bless your face. You know what to do. You got keys. I'm gonna make another video. Glory. Hallelujah.